Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 20th day of Adar, Beis, Tovshin, Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah of Perek Yud in Nedarim. When a father or a husband want to break a neder, they can only do it on the day they hear it. This is as it says in the Pasuk, V'himheni avi aysa b'yoim shamai, if the father will break it on the day he hears it. Similarly, by the husband, when a husband breaks it of a vow of his wife, V'im b'yoim shamaya isha yani asa. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that even though the Torah does use the expression m'yoim el yoim, if the husband will remain silent from day to day, it does not mean that you get from one day to the next always. You don't always have 24 hours. Sometimes the time can be much shorter than that. It's only till the end of the day that one hears it, as the Mishnah is going to explain. Hafaras nedarim kolayom, says the Mishnah. The time for breaking the neder that the husband or the wife or the father hears is all day until it gets dark. Yesh badov lahakel, this can sometimes be lenient. Sometimes it can be more strict. Ketzat. Nodra b'leil Shabbos. Let's say the father heard or the husband heard the neder on Friday night. Yofra b'leil Shabbos. So he has all Friday night to break it. Uviyam Shabbos and the following day of Shabbos. Ad shetechshach, until it gets dark. Almost 24 hours. Almost a mes les. Why? Because it's still the day of Shabbos. From Friday night till Shabbos evening, till Shabbos sunset, or Shabbos dark, it's still considered that day. However, Nodra im Chashecha, let's say the father hears or the husband hears the vow that was made on Erev Shabbos, or on Shabbos itself, close to dark, might have been maybe an hour before dark, then they've only got that hour to break the neder. Mefer ad shel techshach, they can only break it until it gets dark, which is a short time. Sheim chashecha v'lehefer, because if it got dark after they heard that neder and they did not break it in the hour that they had, any yochel hofer, they lose it forever. They lose the chance to break that neder. It's interesting that the Mishnah talks about a case of Friday night and Shabbos. And one of the chidushim that our Mishnah is teaching us is that you can break a neder on the Shabbos, even if it's not a neder that has anything to do with Shabbos. Doesn't matter. The same law of course, would apply on an ordinary day. If they heard it Thursday night, they'd have all of Thursday night, all of Friday, until Shabbos. So the Mishnah brings a case of Friday night and Shabbos to tell you even on Shabbos one can break a neder. However, that's only haforas nedarim, breaking a neder. When it comes to going to a chacham to seek a Pesach harata, to get out of a neder, to be released from a neder, which means that the neder was undone from the first place, that cannot be done on Shabbos. That can only be done during the week. Mishnah Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In the Parsha Nedarim, it says that any neder or any shvuah, any vow that's made, la'anois nefesh, in order to afflict the soul, something that causes discomfort. A woman makes such a neder, then her husband can confirm it or can break it. From here we learn that the husband can only break those vows which involve pain, involve some discomfort. But the Chachamim also learn that there's another type of vow from the words Bein Ish Leishto, between husband and wife, to tell us that a husband also is able to break those vows that affect their relationship. Even if there's no pain involved for the woman, she didn't do anything in her nefesh, but it's things that can cause or bring discord between husband and wife, or can anger the husband or pain the husband. But there is a difference between these two circumstances, and that is as follows. If the neder was one of inoy nefesh, was one of pain, she said she's going to abstain, or she vows she's not going to eat a certain thing or drink a certain thing, that and that causes inoy nefesh, then even after the husband divorces her, that vow will be broken completely. Completely. Not just while they're married, but even if she gets married to someone else. However, if the vow was made, that was only something that was affecting their relationship, ben ish l'ishto, it was something that disturbed the husband or caused a discord between them, then the husband can break that vow, but only for the time period that he is married to her. If he divorces her, or if he died, she gets married to someone else, those vows will still need to be dealt with. They will still be applicable. Now, this applies to a husband and wife. What about a father? When it comes to a father, most Rishonim learn that the same difference applies. That there's this same difference between id in inoy nefesh and beinoy lebeino, which means that the father can only break those nedarim, those vows, which are things that the daughter took upon herself that hurt herself, that pain her, or things that are between him and between her that sow discord between father and daughter. And that's how most Rishonim learn. The Rambam paskens, however, that a father can break all the vows of his daughter. No difference what they are. So according to the Rambam, the father has much greater power in breaking an eder of a daughter than a husband does of a wife. However, we will explain the Mishnais that are coming up in this chapter in Perek 11, Perek Yud Aleph, according to, we'll explain it in reference to the husband breaking it for the wife. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ele Nedarim, these vows, and we're going to talk about Shavuos as well, oaths, Shehu Mefer, which the husband can break for a wife, and when he breaks it, it'll help both during their marriage and even after their marriage, or if she gets married to someone else. Devarim sheyesh bohem inoy nefesh, things that involve pain, that are discomforting for her. For example, she makes a vow or she swears im erchatz v'im lo erchatz, which means the wife made a vow and saying, I will ban all benefit of washing for me forever if I have a shower today, if I have a bath today. If I have a bath today, it'll be the last bath. No more baths again, awesome for me. Or she swears and she just says straight out, Shavua shel erchatz, I swear that I'm not going to have any more baths. Or im eskal sheit, she says, she makes a vow and she says, I hereby ban upon me the benefit of having any makeup, any adornments on me. V'im lo eskashet, or she swears and she says, I swear that I will not have any adornments or not put any makeup or make myself look beautiful. These are vows which are inoy nefesh. These are things that are affecting her, that cause her discomfort, or would cause a normal person discomfort, and a husband is able to break them completely, which means not only while he's married to her, but even afterwards. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Eilu Nidre Inoy Nefesh. He argues. He says that if a woman made such a neder, she prohibited washing or kishut or makeup and putting things like that, that's not Inoy Nefesh. A husband cannot break them completely, it will not be broken if she gets married to someone else. However, Rabbi Yossi does agree that these vows about washing or putting on makeup or putting jewelry, he does agree that would fall into the category of Devarim Shebeinoy Lebeinoy, things that affect their marriage, that affect their relationship. And therefore, the husband will at least be able to break them for the duration of their marriage, while they're married, yes. And he can break them, therefore, for himself, La'atzma, meanwhile he's married to her.